Voices of Wisdom Bible Church, the church of a distinct Christian generation.
A womb bypass its principles on miracle. We analyze in the sense that fake currency was not introduced to the economy of the city of Capernaum. How many of you remember we said things like that last week? So the money that was used to pay that tax was not a fake currency. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, then we drew a corollary, a comparison of that, how that miracle coin came about. We drew a corollary with how Jonah was swallowed by the fish when there was a storm on the sea. And I think I made this profound statement that a Jonah that will be vomited on the seesaw must have first been swallowed by a fish in the sea storm. Praise the name of the Lord. And somebody did wonderfully well by relating it to academics, that a student who will do very well in exam, okay, and then write in such a way that the examiner will be tempted to give him or her 101 over 100, must have buried himself in the study in the library to be able to attain that level. So Jonah was eventually vomited on the seesaw because he was first swallowed in the sea storm. So we were able to prove that that coin was a recovered currency and not a fake currency illegally introduced into circulation. Then we noted also that in spite of the divine guidance that Peter enjoyed to pick the exact fish without gambling, I recollect that when Dr. Bob was doing a reflection, he also reiterated that very strongly, that what actually can be considered as a major miracle in that incident is the fact that why was it that it was that exact fish that Peter caught? He didn't try twice or thrice, just once, and he picked the exact fish. I think I should pray for you here, that the grace and spirit of precision will come upon you in the name of Jesus. It is gambler that fail many times before they succeed, but people that receive guidance of God, they enjoy the grace of precision. Let the grace of precision come upon you, that you will be properly guided in life. You will not gamble and miss miracle. You see, those who gamble miss miracle. Those who are guided by the Holy Spirit enjoy miracle without delay. The grace that will make you to enjoy miracle without delay, receive it now in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. So, in that place, we also noted that the rule of work was still observed and not suspended or totally excluded. That is, in spite of the fact that it was a miracle, okay, you still discover that this principle of work to have wet was still observed. Hello? So the principle of work before wet, or the principle of work attract wet, was still sustained. Peter had to take the hook to the river and catch a fish. So Jesus did not make mud and turn it into coin the way he did with the man that was born blind. Are we together? Since it is a miracle related to economic prosperity, the principle of work to attract wealth was still sustained. He could have made mud, okay, and bless it, and it will turn into money. But he didn't do that. So, all said and done, we did not fail last week to highlight that regardless of the central place of practical work in attaining economic wealth, we still maintain the fact that, or the balance that, all trails of wealth are traceable to God who created them. Hello? All trails of wealth, okay? They are traceable to God who created them. And that spiritual devotion must not be trashed in favor of economic vocation. Spiritual devotion, your commitment to God, your relationship to God, your worship of God, your service of God must not be trashed in favor of economic vocation. Let it not be said that because the times are hard to work extra time for your bread, there you suspend fellowship, you suspend attending Sunday services, you suspend, okay, your private prayers. Am I talking to somebody? You suspend your reading of the scripture. You suspend attending Bible study. So make it a rule, make it a commitment that you will not trust your spiritual devotion in favor of your economic vocation. Rather, let us relate with elements of nature, which I call trails of wealth. Elements of nature are trails of what? Wealth. So let us relate with them, especially those in our immediate neighborhood. So today's focus is maximizing your neighborhood economic opportunity. And I did tell you that part of the principle of God is that before he will take you to the global stage, he will want you to excel first in your neighborhood. The whole wide world universe was available for Adam and Eve, but God created a neighborhood for them. He created a small garden for them where they are to start. Praise the name of the Lord. So never you look down on starting small. Hello? Never you look down on what? Starting small. So relate with element of nature as trails of wealth. So create that mentality of seeing wealth in everything around you. Inside every element of nature, there is wealth. It will take a discovery. Okay? It will take a problem that element can solve. Am I talking to somebody? I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to the wealth that are readily available in your neighborhood. In the name of Jesus. Now, but the problem of the average Christian, the problem of the average religious mind, the problem of the average faith person is to relate with their neighborhood not as wet trail, but as religious element. Some even take it to the idolatrous level of relating with them at ease. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you hear mention in association with the name of a local community, they are not talking about what kind of mineral wealth they can get from that mountain. They are talking about the fact that that mountain is the spiritual base of blessing for their community. Hello? I came from a community that we always talk and use a particular mountain, Okelute. Okay? My sister community, Okeagbana. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe it's only in recent time people begin to think about these structures, this element could probably possess certain things that we can take advantage of. Okay, beside this mountain are valley with water flowing in the valley, in the plain of this mountain. The agricultural potential of that has not been explored. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the mentality we inherited from our forebear is the mentality that this is our spiritual place of refuge. Am I talking to somebody? So, one of the things that will help you to excel as a believer is to drop that mentality of relating with your neighborhood as absolute religious substance. Let your mind open up to begin to see the wet trails in your neighborhood. Only God knows how many weeds, grasses that we waste in our neighborhood that have health potential. But we look down on them until somebody will come and say, if you use this and you chew it with kola nut, okay, it will make your blood pressure to go down. Am I talking to somebody? So, stop relating with elements of nature in your neighborhood just as religious substance. So, reprogram your mind. Tell somebody, reprogram your mind. To begin to see the wealth potential in your neighborhood. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it's just of recent, my wife came and she was discussing with me that a potato leaf has been researched into and discovered that it's even far more nutritious with has more nutrient advantage than most of the vegetables we eat. But only God knows how many of us plant sweet potato and we think the only valuable part of it is the tuber. Am I talking to somebody? Okay, and the person will be complaining. God is so only abara efo kavije amala, and here is a potato plant crawling all over the place with plenty leaves that cannot be exhausted in a season. Am I talking to somebody? So Adam and Eve were sustained with what was available within their easy reach. In this turbulent economy, may God open your eyes to those things that can sustain you and are within your easy reach in the name of Jesus. So, your immediate environment or neighborhood is potentially rich. Potentially rich. But you have to practically work to bring out the riches. You have to work practically to bring out the riches. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it is your responsibility. And I'll prove that to you again from our relating with the story of creation in the Bible. You will notice that at creation, God did not establish a manufacturing company where his angels serve as scientists and engineers to create the universe. What did he do from the spiritual angle? He did it alone through the creative power of his word. So, man was created in the image of God, and God gave him dominion. And may I establish it to you and let it register in your mind that only man can lay claim to spiritual authority because God infested him with it. Hello? Only man can lay claim to spiritual authority because God shared it with man. Because God invested man with it. Therefore, it is foolhardy for believers to celebrate elements of nature as something that has higher spiritual power. Am I talking to somebody? And so every year, they will tax the entire members of the community to contribute money to go and worship one mountain. Because they believe that that mountain possesses power that will protect them, power that will bless their children that are in diaspora. Am I talking to somebody? And yet, back at home, they are living in abject poverty. And this element of nature they are worshipping, hello, possess great potential for wealth. A specific river, okay, will be so idolized that they will banish people from fishing inside it. Hello, and their children are dying of kwashiorkor because of lack of protein. And there are catfish as big as human beings in some of their rivers. Am I talking to somebody? Father, deliver Africa. Father, deliver Africa. Father, deliver my village people. Say, Father, deliver my village people. So, in the story of creation, only man has spiritual authority because God infested him with it. He didn't put his spiritual authority inside mountain, inside rock, inside river, that you will now go there and be worshiping it, instead of seeking out what are the wealth potential inside them. Am I talking to somebody? And in the New Testament, where he said you will receive power when the Holy Ghost will come. He didn't say cow will receive power when the Holy Ghost will come. Because you get out of Africa and you get to some other country, okay, what should give them milk and meat is what they are worshipping. Am I talking to somebody? So man was created in the image of God and God gave him dominion. So only man can lay claim to spiritual authority because God invested him with it. So it's therefore foolhardy for that same man to now submit all of his authority, okay, and begin to bow and begin to relate with elements of nature as deities. So other objects of nature possesses potential for health and wealth. That is the attitude you have towards them. They possess potential for health and potential for wealth. They are to be used as food and treasures, and not to be worshipped as deities. Other element of nature, okay, possesses potential for health, potential for wealth, to be used as food and treasures, not to be worshipped as deities. Genesis 1:28 to 30. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed. Hello? He has given them every herb-bearing seed to worship, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to help, it shall be for you what? For meat. And then you get to some community, there's a particular tree that they idolize. Okay? They must change the cloth of that particular tree every year. They must go and present cow, present goat, present chicken to the tree. Father, 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 open our eyes of understanding. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every herb for meat, and it was so. Then, chapter 2, verse 10 to 12, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And of course, you know this very many wet potential of river for irrigation. Hello? For domestic water, even for energy. River Niger is a classical example in Kanji here. The name of the first is Pisin, that is, which compasses the whole land of Avila, where there is gold, potential for wealth. Potential for wealth, but in some places they have created taboos and superstition that will not even make anybody to be able to go near, talk less of researching to the potential. Am I talking to somebody? Hello? Ninu igboro oro sin be nibe eh oro sin ja won nitori wi pe won o tele oro olorun. Am I talking to somebody? Won so orisun oro di gboro eh won wa nki gbe oro tori pe won ko oro olorun tori pe oyi oro olorun ko ye won. And the gold of that land is good. There is beryllium and the oil stone. Then Psalm 104, verse 14 to 15. He caused the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Potential for food. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Without going far, without running helter skelter, without begging, your neighborhood wealth will feed you. Amen. Your backyard wealth will feed you. Your landed property will feed you in the name of Jesus. So cow is for meat and milk and not a deity to be worshipped. Hidden inside rocks are mineral resources of high economic value. They are not spiritual power for signs and wonders. So if you want spiritual power for signs and wonder, consult the Holy Spirit, not a tree in your village. Hello? Not a mountain in your village. Because inside rocks are mineral resources of high economic value and not spiritual powers for signs and wonder. And for us Christians, mountain dwellers Christians, Apostle Peter disciples, it is good to establish three tabernacles here so that we will not leave the mountain again and be dwelling on the mountain. So it isn't wrong to pray on the mountain. Are we together? But don't let it be lost on you that it is God of heaven that will give the miracle and not the mountain by itself. Hello? So, the same answer you can get on the mountain, you can get in the valley. God that answered Jonah in the belly of the fish, he job only until he got dua. Allah no told God dua Jonah, ninu eja ni sale odo, ibo ni until he got kini o God dua. If I said don't pray on the mountain, I have only said don't idolize any mountain. Must ori o kikaka do sa. Hello, Ogun ka omole dipo ko bo sinu yara e ko ke pe Olorun oni afi ko de ori oke ko to de ori oke eh Ogun ri olule. It is Christ's tradition to pray on the mountain, and it is not out of biblical principle to pray on the mountain, but don't idolize any mountain. Don't put your faith in the mountain to the degree that when God is waiting to hear you in the valley, you padlock your mouth. So don't let it be lost on you that it is God of heaven that will give the miracle and not the mountain by itself. Now, I point you to a story in the life of the people of Israel. So their enemies, in their narrow understanding, labeled the God of Israel as the limited God of only the mountain. But God proves himself as the unlimited God of everywhere. Hello? So don't reduce your God to a limited God that answers prayer only on the mountain. Okay? Relate with your God as the unlimited God of everywhere. Say, I serve unlimited God of everywhere. So Israel went into war against their enemy, or the enemy waged war against Israel, and Israel conquered them on the mountain. And the enemy were giving themselves consolation that we are going to stage a combat. They won us because their God is the God of the mountain. The next time we are drawing the battle line, it will be in the valley. And while they were thinking that in their heart, God made a prophet in Israel to read their mind and told the people of Israel and said, these people, this is what they were saying among themselves. This is what they were saying in their heart, that your God is the God of is a God of only the mountain, is the reason you won the victory. 1 Kings 20. I read about 5 or 6 verses from verse 23. And the servant of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods, referring to the Israelites, are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And do this thing, take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in their room. And number thee an army like the army that thou hast lost, horse for horse, chariot for chariot. And we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And he hearkened unto their voice, and did so. And it came to pass at the return of the year that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went up to Hathek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered and were all present and went against them. And the children of Israel beat before them like 2 little flocks of kids. By number, they were disadvantaged. But by divine strength, they were operating from an advantage point because they are connected to the Almighty God of everywhere. But the Syrians filled the country. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, that is mountain, but is not God of the valleys. Therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into thy hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, rather than relate with elements of nature, valley, mountain, tree, particular stone, as a deity, see the word potential in them, because that was their original purpose, as we have established from the book of Genesis. Am I talking to somebody? And of course, we hear some of this commonly told story by African hunters that claim to have encounter with animals that gave them some kind of spiritual power. Those are encounter with demons that invaded those animals. God never invested anything outside spiritual power. Are we together? So the Bible says, "Or the Akbonikan, O Pade Igalakan, Igala Yewa Funi Ado, No Lagbara Di Funi Ani Ado, Emiye Sukalo Wono Gala." So once you begin to relate with things like that, element of nature, and then you begin to see the supernatural dimension, you should be suspicious of it. Okay. So, the commonly told story of African hunters encounter with wild animals that gave them spiritual power are encounters with demons that invaded those animals. So, Latrous are more often than not invitation to demonic invasion, to look up to natural elements for spiritual power. So it's either to look up to element of nature for spiritual power. Then on the second leg, it's also an invitation to demonic invasion and affliction that comes with it. So, element of nature, rather than look up to them for spiritual power, you should exercise your inherent intellectual or spiritual power to control them. So, you have that intellectual advantage to manipulate them. Are we together? Is the normal herb in your neighborhood can be taken to the lab, okay, and by scientific procedure, the very active ingredient that can cure malaria will be isolated and compounded into a tablet or a syrup that you will take and you'll be relieved of all pains. Why? Man has intellectual advantage to manipulate nature. Am I talking to somebody? So instead of sacrificing to imaginary river goddess of wealth as we do in Africa, we should consider electricity generation and in irrigation potential of the river through dam construction. Am I talking to somebody? Rocks and mountains that have mineral deposits should serve economic and industrial purpose and not turn to prayer center. And when we do that, there will be more resources available for global evangelization. That looks very sensitive to say, Abby. It looks very sensitive to say, but that is the truth. Because if we give it to the idol worshiper, we should also give it to ourselves. That run ministry without adding economic value to our community. Hello, church. So let me say it again. Rocks and mountains that have mineral deposits should serve economic and industrial purpose and not just turn to prayer center, because if we allow it to serve the original purpose that God intended for it, especially when we have discovered that this one got mineral potential, there will be more resources available for us to do global evangelism. So, again, as we stated, all this that I have said should not nullify our spiritual devotion. Hello? Should not nullify what? Our spiritual devotion. Nature has its root in spirituality. It derives extent from God who created it. But man is not expected to relate with it as religious deity, but as resources for living the good life. Resources for living the good life. So God created all the natural resources and he put potential for earth, potential for wealth inside them. And so Adam and Eve from the beginning were sustained with what was available within their easy reach. So to round it up with the emphasis on today's focus, your immediate environment is potentially rich, but you have to practically work to bring out the riches. And the first way to waste opportunity and glorify poverty is to despise your immediate environment. The first way to waste opportunity, or the most popular way, the most general way, particularly in Africa, whereby we are wasting opportunity and we are glorifying poverty, is because we despise our immediate environment. And people from foreign land, They see the potential of our environment and they take it away from us, refine it and send it back to us. PMS, a case study. Hello? The gold of Osun State in Ilesa, a case study. Many significant minerals in Nupe land. In Kwara State here too, another case study. Now, practically, this is how to value your neighborhood. Yes, your blessing may be on the other side of the sea. You should know that to cross over to that other side, you will need a bridge. So, if your blessing is on the other side of the sea, particularly those of you who have developed the mentality of Japa, if your blessing is on the other side of the sea, the resources on your current side of the sea will be required to build the bridge that will take you there. Are we together? Your blessing is on the other side of the sea and you are longing for it. You will also require the resources on your current side of the sea to build the bridge that will take you there. Joseph was resourceful in Canaan, was the reason he became a prime minister in Egypt. Am I talking to somebody? Daniel was a resourceful young chap in Judah, was the reason he became resourceful and useful and productive and a Senate president in Babylon. Use the resources on your current side to build the bridge that will take you to the El Dorado you are dreaming about. So don't reserve your energy for the future. Whatever your hand finds doing, do it with all your might. Are we together? Don't reserve your energy for the future. Whether used or not, youthful energy don't stay the same forever. Bolo, youthful energy don't stay the same forever. It is a well-known law of basic science that when energy is not used for the promotion of practical or mechanical work, it is bound to obey the law of entropy and it will use itself for its own deterioration. Hello? The energy that is in a material that is not used will not stay latent forever. It will begin to use itself to do damage to itself. And that is why things left on their own break down, even without use. Haven't you seen a building not occupied cracking? Okay? Depreciating in value. So how to save your youthful energy is by converting it to wealth that will serve you at old age. I have been speaking to the generality of the believer, but now I'm narrowing it down to the young chaps. Don't forget our focus. Our focus in this study is nature potential of wealth and how man can exploit it for economic prosperity. Next Sunday, we will continue. We want to now narrow it down to Christianity in Africa. Religiosity versus prosperity. God bless you in Jesus' name.
We believe you'll be blessed by the ministry of this message. You will do well to be the doer of all you've heard. For further inquiry and spiritual help, contact this number 080-3568-5882 or worship with us at Oasis of Wisdom Bible Church, adjacent University of Ilorin Teaching Hospital, Okeosi, Ilorin. God bless you.